For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Someone a ticket. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. How are you today, Scott?
I'm just fine, Doug. How are you?
Good. How was yesterday?
It was lonely. No, it was fine. Jeff Rieger filled in for you and did a nice job, and we had a good time.
Yep. Had a college visit lined up for boy. So spent the day at Indiana University.
Oh, yep. Heart of Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah.
Been there a couple times.
Yeah, I've been there quite a bit. That's the first time all three of my kids applied to Indiana. And we went down for a tour for my daughter. My wife went down. This is my first time doing the Indiana University tour. And man, it's nice. It's nice. I will say this about the Big Ten schools, and we haven't visited. I didn't get to go on a lot of the smaller school visits that our kids did. But whenever I visited the big major universities, man, they've changed dorm living. The common space,
totally different.
Common space in dorms, they're going for 5-star hotel. They're going for, and this doesn't sound, but mall food court is so much better than cafeteria dining from back in the day. And they really, really have upped their game in university housing. The dorm room themselves haven't changed all that much. But the common space where there's like big screen TVs and, you know, luxury couches and massive computer screens, 60-inch computer screens, and there's like 10 of them in the, you know, on every dorm floor. It's just, it's amazing.
I only lived in the dorms for 1 year, my freshman year. And actually, the dorm we lived in at Central Michigan was, our room was interesting because it was actually quite a large room. I had heard all these horror stories growing up prior to my college experience. Dude, dorm rooms are tiny. There's no room. There's no space. And when I would go and when I was a senior in high school and go visit some friends of mine that were at Michigan or Michigan State or elsewhere, I would recognize, wow, these are tiny. Then I got to Central and we lived in this, there were four of us in a room, but we had two bedrooms and then a common room in between. And it was like, we had plenty of space. Like, what are you guys talking about? It was fine. And the food in the cafeteria was actually, I thought it was pretty good. But my friends at Michigan State and or at Michigan was a totally different experience. And then when I got to see when my niece went to Michigan a few years ago, I saw a different kind of dorm experience as well. And she was in one of the older dorms. But then now I'm seeing some of these newer ones. A friend of mine, his kid went to San Diego State and lived in a ridiculously nice place out there.
Yeah. Anything new, by the way, the whole thing is going to resemble a 5-star hotel. But yeah. Good trip down to Bloomington and back in one day. We were going to go down on Wednesday night and schedule, because of pushed back baseball, high school baseball, Wednesday's single game became a doubleheader. Didn't get home till like 9. I'm like, I don't want to make a 5-hour drive leaving at 9. So we made a 5-hour drive leaving at 4 a.m. So yesterday I was up at 3:45, drove down, had breakfast, did the tour, had lunch, toured a little bit more, and drove back. It was an animal day. It was an absolute animal day.
So you didn't get intoxicated at IU?
Did not get intoxicated at IU, no.
I did. Both times.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember where you went?
Well, the first time I went, my friends lived in a dorm. So don't remember the dorm. And then the second time I went 3 years later, they were living in a house that was just, it was within eyesight of the stadium. It was like right across the street from the stadium. It was a huge, huge house. It was a one level house, but it was a massive amount of space for these guys. Great times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I remember where we went? Where we actually went to? No, there was one place, one bar we went to the second time I was there that had like one of these, you would buy like a wheel. And each time you go there, they would use a stamp or not a stamp, but a punch out thing, a cut punch, whatever those things are. You know what I mean? Hole punch. Thank you. It was a hole punch.
It's new technology, yeah, so I could understand why you haven't caught up.
It's been a while. Yeah. But they had a hole punch thing that you would go up there and say, yeah, I want this beer or this beer. So you would try the 125 different kinds of beer they had there. Yeah, so that was kind of cool. Remember that place?
Yeah, you know, it's with the job doing Michigan football, I've been to every Big Ten campus, and the ones that I haven't been to for work, I was there on my own time. Just checking them out. And I would say that the campuses that will surprise you, like that are really nice, Iowa City, West Lafayette, surprised me in a positive way.
I did not get that opinion of West Lafayette.
When's the last time you were there?
Well, I mean, it was 19...
There you go.
99.
It's quite... I find it quite nice and fun.
I hope it is.
But Bloomington's great. Madison's elite. I mean, Ann Arbor and East Lansing are great too, and I'm sure visitors come in and say the same thing. Penn State is fantastic. I mean, there's one that stands out as being just not like the others. There's kind of two, but one that's really well below the rest.
It's Rutgers or Maryland?
It is Rutgers. And Maryland is an interesting campus in that it's such a big commuter school. Maryland, Minnesota are like that. But, Rutgers. I've been there a couple times, and it just doesn't feel like a Big Ten campus. But Indiana's beautiful, and we'll see. We'll see. We got, May 1st, which is, I mean, that's way off in the future before we got to make decisions. all right, so big story today in Detroit is Pistons-Knicks starting their series tomorrow. And Gator, I mean, we might be on the precipice here of following up. The Tigers became a massive story in Major League Baseball with their late season surge, and then became the Cinderella team that everybody was paying attention to when they swept the Astros. And it was they kind of emerged out of nowhere and became a big story last Major League Baseball season. The Lions were a big story of the last NFL season. In fact, pretty much every network, minus maybe it was it Amazon Prime? Everybody else, the Lions had the highest rated game on their platform. Maybe it was Peacock. I don't know. The Lions, everybody else, the Lions were the highest rated game on their platform. The Lions played in the highest rated game on their platform, minus one. Could the Pistons be on the precipice of becoming the big story in the NBA? Interesting trend as we get set for the Pistons-Knicks series, which starts tomorrow night. We'll get to that. We'll start knocking out your predictions as well. Who wins this series and why? Number of games. Can't wait to take your phone calls on that. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, here we go. Pistons and Knicks. They start tomorrow night, 6:00, game one, Madison Square Garden. Let's kick it off, Scott Anderson. Okay. I think this series could be something. I think this series has a chance to be the coming out party for the Detroit Pistons. I think this series is where the Detroit Pistons aren't a long shot to announce their presence with authority. But Gator, are they a long shot? ESPN, we talked about it earlier in the week. 10 NBA gurus picking every series. For some reason, some series they had 11, but there were 10 that picked the Pistons series. Of the 10, all 10 picked the New York Knicks. CBS Sports, 7 different Piston-Knicks series predictions. 7 out of 7 took the New York Knicks. The Athletic, the Knicks. Yahoo, the Knicks. Sports Illustrated did a story, 4 low seeds that can defy the odds. Those 4 low seeds that could defy the odds were the Clippers, Milwaukee, Minnesota, and Golden State. They're not even being identified as a sleeper. Do we have no shot? Are we so close to this thing that we can't see that the Pistons, this would be a major upset for them to beat the New York Knicks? Does it feel like it would be a major upset for them to beat the Knicks? Are we crazy to think that this team has a chance? Is it crazy to think the Pistons have a chance? They won the regular season series. They're playing virtually identical basketball to the Knicks since the Pistons turned it around in the middle of December. They're one of the best defensive teams in the league. They've been playing with an NBA intensity for a long time. Now, maybe the Knicks haven't. But it feels like the Pistons are primed for this. Why is it that virtually nobody is picking them?
Well, it might just be the record. When you look at an overall record, that the Knicks are, you know, firmly planted in that number 3 seed and the Pistons are not. I think there's recency bias. This is the worst team in the NBA for the last few years. They had 14 wins a year ago. So it's kind of they got to prove it still. Sure, they had a great regular season for the Pistons, but it was just, you know, when they have 44 wins on the season. So it's not real yet. I don't think it is to the national media. To us locally, it's easier to say because we see this team play night in and night out. We've seen the growth. We saw that it started to change dramatically in December. We saw that. Even when there was a catastrophic injury to one of their top players, their second leading scorer, we saw them step up. Other guys stepped up. Malik Beasley was knocking down every shot he would take from beyond the arc. And then you added Schroeder at the trade deadline. It was a Schroeder move than most.
All done.
Thank you. But they've gotten contributions from everybody. The young players have gotten better. Like Ron Holland is a fixture in this rotation. He's not just, oh, he's the rookie going to work in every once in a while. No, he's in there every night, and he's got a role, and he plays it well. Asar Thompson has really taken a nice leap his second year in the league, which is really kind of his first with, you know, how much time he's missed. But you got to like the way that these young guys want to play. They're eager. They're hungry. And they've got some veteran leadership as well. It's a nice balance. But the rest of the league doesn't see that. We see it because we're invested.
I got to tell you, though, I think, you know, outside of Detroit, I can't believe that there's not one person that is picking the Pistons that we have found. Not one person that we have found that is picking the Pistons to win this series. Kang, you're an NBA guy. What the hell's going on around here? Do we have no shot?
No, the Pistons definitely have a shot. They won the season series for what it's worth. I know playoff basketball is different, but they clearly have a shot. Now, the reason I think the national media, no one's really picking the Pistons is, there's a few reasons. One, it's the Pistons are a feel-good story. They were actually the number one story to a lot of basketball fans for a lot of part of this year because of the turnaround. But feel-good stories come to an end at some point. You know, they're feel-good because you don't expect it. It's not supposed to happen. And I think that the rest of the league is like, all right, well, that was fun, but it will end. The Cinderella story will end, and it will end early in the first round. The other part is, the Knicks do have better players. They, you know, Jalen Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, those guys are really good players. They have home court advantage. They've been, like you said, Gator, they've been locked in the 3 seed for a while. It hasn't really been a threat for, you know, one of the 4, 5, 6 teams that really come get them. I think that's the reason why. most of the media and most of the, you know, even just basketball fans are picking the Knicks to beat the Pistons. And that doesn't mean the Pistons don't have a shot, but I think that's, I think that, is that the answer you're looking for? Why, Doug? You know?
Did you just say most of the media?
Okay, all of the media?
All of the media. It's all of the media.
I'll give it one word.
All the national media.
You know what I think it is? I think it's laziness.
Really?
I think it's laziness because if you do the deeper dive in on the Pistons and Knicks, and specifically on the Knicks, what you're going to find is the Knicks do not beat good teams on the reg. They have a horrendous record when it comes to Cleveland and Boston. They have a losing record against winning teams. This is a winning team, the Pistons. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
So it's they beat up on the bad teams and they beat up on mediocre teams, but they don't hang with the better teams. So if you're part of the national media, do you just, I mean, it just blow it off? Oh, it's New York, and look, they got all these wins. They must be good because it's New York. It's lazy. I think it's a lazy take.
It blows my mind. I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, the Knicks are the favorites in this series. It's another that not one person in a world that promotes hot takes. This doesn't feel like the hottest of takes that the Pistons beat the Knicks. It doesn't. And this world seems to, our business seems to reward those with the hot take. Nobody is picking this upset. Nobody. Evan said he found an upset and he sent it to me. I'm like, Evan, dude, you just sent me a Piston Milwaukee Buck prediction that I picked the Pistons to beat the Bucks last Sunday. I'm like, no. We need to find anybody outside of Detroit, anybody credible outside of Detroit that thinks the Pistons can win this series because maybe we're delusional. Maybe we're delusional. Are we delusional? Are we too close to it? Are we too big a fan?
Well, I think
we haven't given our predictions yet, so I don't know if we're...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. But I think we, as far as just analyzing the Pistons, we are a little too close to it because that's the team we focus on, you know? Nationally, maybe they're also saying, Doug, in a deeper dive, the way the Pistons play basketball maybe won't translate in the playoffs. And now everyone says, oh, maybe they'll let them play more in the playoffs. We don't know that for sure yet. This is a new NBA where they don't really embrace physicality. They want their stars to be able to shine, get to the lane, you know, not get bumped at all, right? Are they saying, like, hey, we love the Pistons, but that only works in the regular season. That's not going to work in the playoffs?
I mean, there's some stuff written about this series, and I talked about how it's in our DNA, our sports DNA in Detroit, that the toughness and the defense we play with, we embrace here in Detroit. And that does feel like playoff basketball. After that game last week against the Knicks that the Pistons won, one of the takeaways was Pistons just played playoff basketball. So, you know, I'm less worried about that. John Hollinger of The Athletic wrote a couple of things. You tell me if this is correct or even corrector, and that is get ready for the single most lit arena of the postseason on April 24th. That date is game 3 of the next Piston series. He thinks that LCA is going to be the single most lit arena in the postseason. Then he writes this about our Pistons, which I absolutely love. The Pistons enthusiastically throw down with either the opponent, the refs, or both. This is the most Detroit Piston. I mean, it's just a classic Piston team that crashes the party.
Colin Cowherd said he thinks they'll have more ejections than wins in the series, the Pistons.
Ah, good for him. The other thing you look at, it goes to the laziness of it, I think, from the national media, is there's no question that the starters of the Knicks make more of a contribution. But the Pistons are a team. It's not just about the starting five. It's about everybody else on the team. The Pistons have twice as much bench scoring as the Knicks do. They average over 40 points a game on the bench. The Knicks have 21.7 points off the bench. The Pistons have 16 rebounds off the bench. The Knicks have 10 rebounds off the bench. I mean, it's just, this is a complete team that they have. It's not simply looking at the Pistons and say, oh, they have Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, and Tim Hardaway Jr. And, oh, wait a minute, I guess I have to notice Malik Beasley. Oh, wait, he doesn't start? He comes off the bench? Well, why isn't he starting? And then you're like, because they're a team. Because people know what the role is on this team. and they embrace it. They play a defensive style of basketball. They don't care.
Gator, what I expect is that people flipping around on their TVs that like to watch sports and sports entertainment, they think that WrestleMania's broadcast starts tomorrow night at 7. I would argue that it starts tomorrow night at 6 when the Pistons and Knicks tip off. That will be the real sports WrestleMania, this 7-game series against the New York Knicks.
Okay, hang on a second. Did you just do some research to find out if WrestleMania started at 7?
No, not just now. But I did do some research. It's Carson Anderson. Get your picks in. We'll have ours coming up. Pistons and Knicks. And can anybody anywhere find someone, please, someone outside of Detroit picking the Pistons to win this series? It's a clean sweep. Everywhere we look, they can't even get sleeper status. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Hey, a great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out, and that's where True Green comes in. They are the local experts in Detroit and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. And here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Are you not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. In a state of absolute stunned disbelief that we can't find anybody picking the Pistons to win this series. In a series, in a world that rewards hot takes, a 6-3 seems virtually impossible. A 6 seed that actually won the season series. A 6 seed that's been playing playoff-style basketball for a long time. I don't think the Pistons beating the Knicks is a lock. I also don't think the Knicks beating the Pistons is a lock. And I can't believe that smart NBA minds. I heard something today that kind of stunned me because the Knicks have been toying with the two bigs, with Mitchell Robinson and Karl Anthony Towns, and there's discussion of they might play the two of them together and, you know, create matchup issues. And a voice I really, really respect, I think, is does his homework, and especially on the NBA, Ryan Russillo made the comment that I don't even know if they're going to have to. Like they don't even have to do that against Detroit. And everybody cites the same thing. Everybody says that the Pistons don't have the playoff seasoning. And maybe it's because Tobias Harris had a bad playoff series. Maybe it's because they can't shake that the Pistons were a 14-win team from a year ago. You know, maybe it's a legit thing. I feel like that card is getting, it's a card. It is a card. Okay. I think that card's getting way overplayed. Way overplayed. Yes. Yes. Playoff experience matters. And tomorrow night might be a rude awakening, but that's part of building that playoff seasoning. Is it's only one game and they'll be developing playoff experience as the series goes on. I don't know. I'm just, a state of disbelief, and it's in part because I do think the Pistons have a great shot to win this series, A, and B, in the media world we live in, we all know the hot takes go right to the top. Nobody. I would have thought the Pistons would have got a bunch of people picking them. Picking against New York?
Not the case.
Nope, not the case at all.
Not the case, but they do have guys that have playoff experience. Between Hardaway and Malik Beasley and Tobias Harris, it's over 120 games of experience. That's just those three.
Yeah. Yep.
In Philadelphia made deep runs in four of those years that Tobias was there. Mm-hmm. So I get that maybe he didn't have the playoff that people wanted him to have last year. In a six-game series, losing six games, and he had 9 points. Okay, great. But it doesn't mean he doesn't have experience or doesn't know what it's like. Different team here in Detroit. Re-energized, I think you could say. New energy with a new coach in here. New GM, new players, new attitude, new everything. This team won three times as many games as they did last year. There's a different vibe about this. You know how when Dan Campbell comes out and other coaches will do it too, and they'll say, "Look, we have nothing. We have nothing that's associated with the previous regime. That's not. We're new coaches. We don't.
Right.
What happened in the past is the past. Why doesn't that work here? What happened in the past is the past. What the Pistons did last year, or the year before, or the year before, or 5 years before that is completely irrelevant to what they're going to do today. And by the way, same thing with what they did in 2003-04 when they won the championship. Is completely irrelevant to what they're doing today, other than from a standpoint that that's the greatness and that's the standard that you want to live up to, is to be a championship caliber team.
So we got a bunch of stuff coming in here and some people pointing out the spoken word, and there are spoken worders that have picked the Pistons to win. But when I'm searching the internet, I didn't see any of this today. But
is there a TED Talk on this?
No. There might be. I guess I should Google search that. Udonis Haslam on First Take with Stephen A. Smith took the Pistons to beat the Knicks, for what it's worth. That's from Chris in Westland. Unnamed texter said Pat Beverly on his podcast took the Pistons. And then there's this one. Shaq picked the Pistons over the Knicks. Did he? Because Shaq also said he hasn't watched the Pistons.
Now, Doug, that's like 4 weeks ago.
That he said he didn't watch the Pistons? Yeah. Didn't they refer to the Palace as a tough place to play?
Yeah. They did, and they weren't wrong.
Well, it's an extraordinarily tough place to play.
Really
right
hard
now.
To play there now.
Yeah, good luck.
There's no obstacles on the court. You know, there's some dead spots on the floor they used to have, talk about in the garden when you play at the Boston Garden. You wouldn't believe the kind of action you get dribbling the ball on the former grounds of what used to be the Palace of Auburn Hills.
Right. The stats are pretty even looking at the series. Pistons in six were more physical. That's from an unnamed texter. Pistons in five. The Knicks can't beat playoff level teams. That's from Bill in Detroit. Anthony in a mail truck. The longer this series goes, the more it benefits the Pistons. Let's go Pistons in six. Cade averaging 28.9. That's a very specific prediction.
I like it. 28.9. Not quite 29.
No.
They'll get there.
From Chris in a truck, the Pistons in six. I don't think they will will be denied. First time I've been excited about them in a long time. 248-539-9797. Look, what I like about Detroit, I like the defense that they play. I love the shooting that they've added. And I love that their style of game seems like it should lend itself to the playoffs. It really does. I love that they are the best team I can remember in a long time at the one more pass. The hey, I got an open three, but that guy's more open, and I will pass it one more time. I love that they don't hunt shots. They hunt the best shot out of the five that are on the floor more so than they hunt the best shot for me. And those are basketball teams I really like watching. I think they get the most out of their ability. I think JB Bickerstaff has done a great job with that. Is there doubts about JB? Is that it?
I mean, the Cavs moved on because they couldn't get over the hump, right?
Yep.
And look
yep.
at the Cavs this year.
Yep.
One of the best teams, if not the best team during the season. I think the national media just happened to agree, Doug. I don't think, you know what I mean? They're like, hey, Pistons are good. They're scrappy. They're gritty. But the Knicks are a better team. And so I'm picking the Knicks. And everyone kind of thought the same thing. I mean, the Pistons, we know they have Cade Cunningham, and they're going to rely on Cade. The Knicks, they just have player for player a better roster. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to win the series by any means, but Brunson, if he does not go in, they got Cat, right? If Cat's not going, they got Mikal Bridges. Those three guys, that's their big three. Who would you say the Pistons' big three is? It's Cade, and then I bet you have an argument with the next two, three guys. Maybe Beasley is an agreement for most people, but after that...
I think it's Cade, Beasley, and Dern, and I say it quickly like that because it's the two scorers, and then there's nothing steadier than counting on Jalen Dern to go doubled up.
But you wouldn't be surprised to hear other names, right?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. You can make the argument Tim Hardaway Jr. or someone else, 100%.
Maybe in the series of Schroeder, you know?
Yeah.
So JB Bickerstaff has won one playoff series in his career as a coach. And he's lost in the first round twice, lost in the conference semifinals last year with Cleveland. So, I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe they don't trust him. But you're right. But here's the thing, and you've pushed this for a long time, and it's pretty accurate. Every successful Piston team has been a party crasher. They've done it their own way. If this team doesn't, with that in mind, no, they don't have a big three like others do. But it kind of falls in line with what we typically see.
Yeah, that's true. Do you buy into the fact, and all people bring it up, and I'm just going to bring it up, like
sure.
the New York bias, you know? Obviously, the Knicks have been bad for years, but they haven't played the Pistons. And there's an anti-Detroit, you know, thinking out there as well. So you combine the two together, anti-Detroit, pro-New York. Is that a bad recipe for them not to get calls and not to move on in the series?
I tend to not buy it because I think the Knicks would have had a lot more success than they've had. But is there an anti-Detroit bias? I mean, there could be. They probably haven't done themselves any favors this year with the league and the officials. But, you know, there were Detroit teams certainly that fell into that category that had success. Does that make it, are they making it harder on themselves than it needs to be? Or is leaning into, and we've talked about this during the season, whether or not leaning into this persona is going to get the best out of them. 248-539-9797. Get your picks in, Pistons and Knicks. Who do you think wins this series? Why? And give us the number of games. Feedback coming in via Twitter, and you can tweet us at DougAndGator971. Here are some of the predictions we have gotten from MI Yankees 47, Knicks in five or six, but we battle every game. I think it's the first step in a lot of playoff runs in the future. AP 804, Kevin Garnett was praising the Pistons not too long ago. I bet he thinks the Pistons can win. I would hope there are a lot of people that think the Pistons can win. Mike says Knicks in five, Pistons aren't ready for prime time. So I guess all the regular season results against Boston and Cleveland, what they've done against the Knicks, all that's irrelevant? Is it all irrelevant?
I mean, for some people, if you look at it, because they're 0-10 against the top teams in the league, the Knicks are 15-23 against teams that are 500 and above. The Pistons are 12-27. So it's not like the Pistons are world beaters at that. But we have seen the Pistons actually go out and beat Cleveland and Boston, which is something that New York didn't do. Oh, by the way, they beat the Knicks 3 out of 4 times.
We'll have our predictions coming up. Plus, we want yours, Pistons and Knicks. Who wins this series and why? Hey, by the way, we got another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That at 12:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to make a move than right now at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. The weather's warming up, the days are getting longer, and it's the perfect time to take advantage of some incredible offers that are hard to beat. Right now, you can lease a 2025 Equinox EV for just $159 a month. That's right, only $159 a month. Plus, if you're looking for something with a little more power, you can drive off in a 2025 Silverado for just $298 a month. And here's the best part. Both offers are with just $999 down, and that includes taxes and fees. Yep, you heard that right. No hidden surprises. Whether you need a sleek new SUV or a powerful truck, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has the perfect vehicle waiting for you. But you're going to need to act fast because these deals will not last long. So why wait? Head over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield today and take a test drive. You're going to see for yourself why they're known for making car buying a stress-free experience. Spring into action today. Don't miss out on these fantastic deals. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, together, let's drive.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, predictions on this series. Detroit in six. I think the Pistons win this series in six. I was kind of tempted to go five, but that would have been being Mr. Hot Take. And I really love the matchup, and it has a lot to do with the regular season and the style of basketball that they play and all the reasons that I've given. I got the Pistons in six. Apparently I'm a homer, though.
Well,
or a hot take. You know me, hot take guy.
Yeah, not a hot take, but someone might say homer, but I'm not going to say that because I think there's logic behind what we've said if you think that the Pistons are going to win. I keep going back and forth in this. It's hard for me to really nail it down because I could see the Pistons winning in six. And if they don't knock it down in six, then I see them losing in seven. I think home court advantage is Matt.
The whole thing comes down to game six.
I think it does.
Yeah.
I think who wins game six wins the series. Is that a cop-out? It probably is. I'll just say I think the Knicks win in seven.
Okay. Kang, you?
I've got the Knicks in seven. I think the Pistons play them really tough, obviously, because it gets the seven games. But I think in the end, it's going to be a lot to ask Cade to do this every night, which is carry the scoring load for this team. We all know they're going to need somebody to step up secondary scoring, whether it's Beasley, Schroeder, Hardaway, Tobias Harris. But the mainstay has to be Cade's got to put up 25-plus a night, and then he's got to distribute as well. I think that wears on you. If I'm the Knicks, and this is easy, you know, the blueprint is blitz Cade, get the ball out of his hands. If you don't get the ball out of his hands, he can turn it over, you know, whether it's a bad pass or that he just – they're not strong with the ball a lot of the times, which, you know, bothers me a lot about the Pistons and their turnover issues. It's not all on Cade, but he has the ball most of the time. When the Knicks can run a guy like Mikal Bridges on you, he's kind of like their Asar Thompson. He's not as athletic as Asar, but he's a do-it-all type guy, and he can score. They have that X factor. Mitchell Robinson, a guy who didn't play against the Pistons this year, he's like their Jalen Duren, rim protector, lob guy. Then you bring in Karl Anthony Towns, a big man that can stretch the floor. That's going to pull Beef Stew away from the floor, or you know, away from the paint, pull Jalen Duren away from the paint. I think in the end, all that adds up to they're just a better team, but this will be a hard-fought series. That's why I'm not saying the Pistons don't have a shot. I just think in the end, Game 7 in MSG, that's going to be a tough task to pull. I got the Knicks in 7.
Co-host of the Restore the Floor podcast is our guy, Evan Jenkins, who's behind the glass. Evan, I do respect your opinion on these topics. Are we being homers? Or we? Me? Am I being a homer?
I think you're just being Doug. I don't know. I don't think it's a homer. I don't see them winning. It's unfortunate, but I think this is the best possible spot for Cade to finally get on the national spotlight and be at Madison Square Garden and be on those national broadcast games. I was so worried if they played the Bucks or the Pacers that those were going to be like NBA TV games and the world wasn't going to get to see Cade.
Yeah.
Now, having said all that, I do think it's Knicks in five.
Knicks in five. Wow. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I think it's a good learning experience for this team, but I think it's going to be the bright lights are going to be too much for them.
All right.
But, you know, Evan brought up something that I think is important. They are on the national stage, and Pistons will get some spotlight because they're playing the Knicks. They're going to play in MSG. All the celebs are going to be out there. Cade has the ability or the opportunity to do something, which is be a guy you hate, Doug, Trae Young. Yeah. Trae Young is hated by the Knicks fans. The old ice Trae, he shut that crowd up, you know, hitting a big game winner or a silencer. Cade's got that opportunity, man. He's on a big stage now against the biggest media market and their fans. And this will be awesome for us as Piston fans if he can shine.
248-539-9797. Mike in Sterling Heights here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you doing, Mike?
Listen, pretty good. Thanks for asking. Listen, I love my Pistons. I love the direction my Pistons are going in. But to be truthful, the Knicks team is just in a better situation. They got four guys who've been national champion. The Villanova four, that's no joke. Brunson, them guys are winners. They're tough as hell. They're all-stars. I mean, 3-1 in the regular season is one thing. It's a tough axe to say that the Pistons will beat them in 6 and 7 and all of that. We're going to learn this year. My expectation, I think that New York will get us in 5, and it's going to be contingent on that double team. They're going to send jokers at Cade, and our propensity to turn that rock over it's been a problem, man. So I'm looking for us to grow. Asar Thompson, you got to finish, baby. Hollins, these guys are young, man. They're very, very young. The Knicks got high expectations, man. So I'm taking New York in five, and I want our Pistons. If they take them to six or seven, I'm thrilled, but I don't expect them to win.
Mike, thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. Get your picks in, Pistons and Knicks. Who you got in this series? We go to Frank in Detroit. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Frank.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, my bad. We'll get back to Frank in a minute. My apologies. Feedback. The NBA machine will not allow the Pistons to win. The Knicks will get every whistle, and the Pistons will get none. It's just better for business. There you go.
Do you think after the weekend, how many calls or what part of the pie do we think we'll take in calls on officiating for the Pistons-Knicks series?
I hope not, but...
When we do the show on Monday?
I hate officiating shows.
I know, I do too. But
I think the playoffs bring out officiating shows more than any other thing in sports radio.
Yep, everything's under a microscope, though, yeah. Right?
I don't think it happens game one. I think it happens after game two.
Where the people just had enough after game two?
No, I don't know if they'll be affected in game one. I think the Pistons go out there and win game one. And then I think the Knicks are like, uh-oh, there's the warning shot. And then they're going to come back and win game two. And Piston fans will say it's because, well, yeah, they missed this. So they won't let the Pistons play their style of basketball. And as much as I love their style of basketball, it can be too aggressive. And it all depends on what the referee wants to allow to how he's going to dictate the style of play during the game. If he doesn't want the physical play, or if they don't want the physical play, then they're going to put an end to it.
Jeremy in Detroit, you're on 97 with a ticket. Hi, Jeremy.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good.
All right.
All right, man. One, I love this show, man. Scotty, Scotty, Dougie Fresh, all my guys. I think the Pistons in 6-2, but I'm confused. Like, I've been listening for, like, the last week. I don't know where this fear of the Knicks comes from. Like, I don't think they're overly good. Like, I don't – yes, Brunson's a good player. Carl Anthony Towns is soft, but he's a good player. But nobody on that team has ever done anything themselves in the playoffs to where it's like, oh, we got the Knicks. We got to go to New York. Like, I just don't – when I look at the teams, I don't see where a lot of this fear that people have for the Knicks is coming from because, I mean, they're just average good team to me. Like, I don't – Brunson, I just don't get it.
I mean, I'll help you out here because Brunson has played double-digit playoff games in each of the last three seasons. You know, and he didn't play with Carl Anthony Towns last season. It's this season. And he is a really, really good basketball player, and he's a tough guy to match up with because of what he does with his size. I mean, he moves so well with the basketball. He can handle the basketball.
No,
the guy's 7 feet tall.
And I understand that. But I guess what I would say to that is this. They got put out in the second round by Indiana last year, and that was a better Knicks team to me than this team. Like, I just don't – Carl Anthony Towns, I mean, he's one of those guys like – I used to say this about Kevin Garnett. Yes, he averages, what, 25 and 10 or whatever, but he's going to give you, like, 7 points and 3 rebounds a quarter. Like, at the end of the game, it looks good, but it wasn't dominating. It wasn't – like, I've never seen him take over a game.
You know what's crazy, Jeremy? The Knicks did beat the Pistons this year back on November 1st. That was a completely different Piston team. And as much as we sit here and talk about and whether or not the disrespect card matters from the Detroit perspective and that we can't find any national voice in print, people have said this podcaster or that guy on First Take said the Pistons are going to win the series. We could say you could play the disrespect card. You know what else you can look at? The Knicks see that stuff too. You know, it might not mean much, but it sure means a lot. It could mean something. Nobody's telling them they're even going to sweat this thing.
Yeah, no, I got you. Well, look, man, I love the show, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Like I said, Pistons in six. Go Tigers. April and D, man. Love you guys.
There you go.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Appreciate the phone call. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Get your picks in. Pistons and Knicks coming up next hour. We've got to touch on a little bit of what Brad Holmes said yesterday. And one of the themes, definitely a message he was trying to get across. That at 11:30 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.